This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration made hundreds of new hires and promotions, despite a citywide hiring freeze. Budget officials announced the hiring freeze last month to help close looming budget gaps the city faces. In the 6 weeks after the freeze was announced, a WBEZ analysis shows there were 490 newly hired or promoted city employees. Hires took place across departments, including the mayor's office and city council. The police department saw the most hires. Better Government Association's Jeffrey Cubbage says the exceptions show the ineffectiveness of a blanket policy.
Blanket across-the-board freezes sound good as a talking point, but don't really meet the practical needs of the city.
Johnson is set to unveil his proposed 2025 budget this week. Millions are being spent on Chicago's elected school board race. That's prompting some Illinois lawmakers to call for limits on spending. At a press conference yesterday, State Senator Robert Martwick said the plan is to go back and look at ways to curb spending. He was the chief sponsor of the original bill.
We are bringing democracy to the city of Chicago for the first time ever. We owe it as legislators to fine-tune this to make sure that the people of the city of Chicago get what they bargained for and that the process is not corrupted by outside money.
Both the Chicago Teachers Union and anti-CTU pro-school choice groups are accusing each other of trying to buy the election. They have spent about the same amount of money, but the CTU affiliates are accusing their opponents of using money from billionaires not connected to the public school system. Election day is November 5th. Federal prosecutors and former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's corruption trial called a witness yesterday who detailed how ComEd allegedly tried to bribe the former ex-speaker. Thomas O'Neill was once ComEd's top lawyer. He described how the utility granted favors to the ex-speaker as it sought his help on legislation. O'Neill described the pressure Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean exerted on ComEd. That included pushing the hire of a law firm headed by a Madigan fundraiser, even though there was not enough work for the firm to do, and hiring Madigan's political friends, ostensibly to lobby for ComEd. To support their assertion these friends were no-work jobs, prosecutors showed O'Neill their photographs. O'Neill, who had worked on all of ComEd's biggest legislative wins, did not recognize any of them. Let's get to the weather now. Chicago area temperatures could rise to record-breaking levels today, so put your coat away for another day. The National Weather Service says highs could hit the low 80s this afternoon. Meteorologist Gino Izzi says the record high for today is 78 degrees, set in 1999, and temperatures will stay elevated this evening.
In addition to that, the very strong southerly winds are going to keep temperatures unusually warm Tuesday night, like literally summertime levels with lows in the mid to upper 60s.
Temperatures will start to drop as the week continues, and by Thursday night, trick-or-treaters can expect lows between 45 and 50 degrees during prime candy time. Some more things you should know today. PepsiCo says it's closing a Chicago bottling plant, a move the Teamsters Union says will impact 150 workers. PepsiCo Monday said the decision to close the facility was difficult, but the 60-year-old building has physical limitations. The company says it will pay workers for the next 60 days, even though they will not be required to work. Teamsters Local 727 represents the plant's workers and says it was not informed until early yesterday. It says PepsiCo violated a federal law that requires 60 days notice of plant closures or mass layoffs, and it may take legal action against the company. PepsiCo says it plans to meet, quote, applicable legal requirements, and it will work with the union. The Loyola men's basketball team will get their season underway tonight in an exhibition matchup against Calumet St. Joseph. The Ramblers finished last season at the top of the A-10 conference standings, but are hoping to make it back to the big dance after missing the NCAA tournament for a second straight year. The Ramblers will be led this season by returning guards Des Watson and Jaden Dawson. Their first regular season game will come on Monday at home against Chicago State. That's it for the Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.